We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast, your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama! What a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the Sooner Sports Podcast. We are on the road with Sooner Softball, and I didn't want this Friday morning, even late Thursday evening, to go by without dropping an episode because, you know, we got a big weekend coming up on campus. And even though most of the softball news we have for tonight will be old news by probably the time most of you hear about this, we got a lot of news on women's basketball we need to get to, because on Wednesday night, after much frustration, many struggles, the Sooners women's hoops team got back on track with a big win over Kansas.
But Kansas will not foul here with 14 seconds left, and Oklahoma is going to end the losing streak with an impressive fourth quarter and an impressive game, especially offensively tonight, to beat Kansas and get a split in the season series as the clock hits zero and Oklahoma wins it 78-67 over KU.
After the game, Brian Brinkley caught up with head coach Sherry Cole.
Coach, you said before the game this team needed some breaks. They needed to start off well tonight. You started off well tonight, but you had to endure a lot of back and forth in this game. You shot incredibly well the first three quarters, and then you went cold in the fourth, but kept your poise down the stretch there and played well those last few minutes to get the win.
You could almost feel that that was going to happen because these young guys haven't experienced a win much, and I thought we did the things that we needed to do when several really good looks just didn't go in. You know, we started so hot. I think we shot 70-something percent in the first quarter. And we were behind at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
We were perfect from three, and we shot 72%, I think it was, from the field.
Yeah.
And we're behind. Why is that? Because we turned the ball over seven times in the first quarter.
Yeah.
You can't give it away. And that's really the only reason they were able to continue chipping away at that lead. We'd build it up to 10 or 11 and turn it over twice, and they would go score. And then you'd have to build it up to 10 or 11 again. So valuing the basketball just continues to be incredibly important for this young team.
I thought when you weren't turning it over, though, that this is one of the best games you've had offensively. The chemistry was there, everybody contributing, great balance when you look at the score sheet.
And a big part of that is Maddie Williams got to play. You know, we got to get that rhythm with her. I thought she and Anna were really good together, and Mandy has a great feel for that. Jessie did a great job running the point. Jilly, when she came in, did a tremendous job just getting us to relax a little bit, creating some easy opportunities and getting some big rebounds. But I did think, I agree with you, Brian, our offensive execution was the best it's been in a long time.
Well, and you got contributions from everybody. I think like Nadia Lampkin hitting a couple of jumpers for you. Jilly came in and played some critical minutes. Tatum hits a three there in the first half. Everybody did something tonight to help you along offensively.
Right, and that's what has to happen. I mean, you've got to have people come in and contribute, whether it's rebounds or assists or made baskets. I thought our balance was better. scoring. Obviously, when Maddie can play longer, she's going to score in double digits. But Anna was just incredibly consistent for a full 40 minutes and just looked really confident, I thought. It's the most confident I've seen Anna play all year.
Well, and you did a great job on the glass. You out rebounded by 14. And then the huge difference from the first game when they shot 34 free throws, only six tonight. That makes a big difference.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I would have liked to have turned them over a little bit more. But if you got to trade one or the other, I'll take not fouling them and not getting the turnovers as opposed to getting out and pressuring them and sending them to the free throw line.
You talked about handling the lead, and you haven't had many leads this year to handle, and it was curious to see how are you going to do, and they go on an 11-0 run after you'd open up a 13-point lead. Looked like you kind of clinched it. They go on an 11-0 run. It's a two-point game now. Have to be proud of the way your team responded there in those final minutes.
You know what, Brian? They really weren't rattled. We called a timeout, and they were very focused on what we were drawing up and were very dialed in. I didn't sense any panic there. And I think a lot of that really comes from Maddie Williams. She just has a really easy way about her and just looks calm and confident, and it kind of bled on everybody there in the second half. But I don't even know what juncture it happened at, but Mandy's rebound put back when she caught it in the air off the glass and finished. I thought that was a huge play. It was kind of the one that I felt like sealed it. I don't even remember what the score was at the time, but I felt like that was a very important play.
Well, and then another – two other plays come to mind. Mandy misses a jumper here, and Anna gets the rebound for you instead of the other way around is what you'd expect. And then Anna draws the charge down here when they have a chance to cut it down to a two-point game. That was a huge defensive play.
Absolutely. And we had some miscues defensively. We didn't communicate well in our zone a couple of times, and they do a good job of screening that back line, and they got their shooter in the corner a couple times. But I did think that we, throughout the game, were adjusting. And, you know, we had an early timeout, and we were running our man and weren't covering down. They were making the extra pass to the post guy. We call a timeout. We talk about it. Anna covers down and gets a steal the next play. So they were taking information and learning as we went, which is obviously very important.
One thing we saw tonight that we haven't seen a lot of this year, a lot of smiles. It's fun to win, and it was good to see them enjoying the game tonight.
Yes, it is much more fun to win than it is to lose. We've still got to figure out how to win a little bit better and how to handle winning a little bit better, but we haven't had much opportunity to practice that.
Yeah.
And so we'll get a chance to talk about that and learn from it tonight and try to get some momentum going and continue to get better.
So the Sooners break their 10-game skid. They beat Kansas, but the road gets incredibly more difficult from here, as this weekend the Sooners travel to Waco to take on the number one team in the country, Baylor. Meanwhile, the OU men's basketball team is on the road for an early morning start, 11 a.m. tip against TCU. You can listen to Toby and Kevin Henry on our flagship in Oklahoma City on 107.7 The Franchise, or, of course, by searching Soonersports.com/radio to find an affiliate near you, or simply downloading the TuneIn Radio app. And it is opening weekend for Sooner baseball. Now, I know there are some concerns about the weather in the Norman area after the incredible day that we had on Thursday, but all looks good for the Sooners and Cal Poly, which will get underway tonight. Friday night, depending on when you listen to this, at 3 p.m. So an early afternoon start, 3 p.m. for the Sooners against Cal Poly, Saturday afternoon at 2, and then Sunday at high noon for Skip Johnson's crew. If you missed Skip and his media day discussion about the Sooners and kind of what they have coming back and what they're looking forward to, that's available in our archives right now at Soonersports.com/podcast. It's on Tuesday's edition of the game plan. Now, this is going to be a pretty quick episode tonight just because, as I said, I'm on the road with Sooner softball. We'll probably give you a more advanced, in-depth episode whenever we wrap things up on Saturday, just because, I mean, this has really been something else to start off this season for the Sooners, who, as we tape this, sit at 7-0. But, you know, it's again, they play first thing in the morning, and of course, we're on the Eastern time zone. This is, at least in the time that I've done Sooner softball, this is their first trip to Florida. So very unique for me to get used to this Eastern time zone. And they'll play at 9 Central tomorrow morning. So 9 a.m. Central Time. So while the body clocks might be starting to think about 10 a.m., an incredibly early start on Friday for the Sooners against Florida Atlantic. But on Thursday, it was a big 9-1 win over Kentucky in what was a run rule shortened game. The Sooners, this was just fantastic. They fell behind in this game 1-0. The leadoff hitter, Lauren Johnson, hits a home run on basically the third pitch of the game. And then Kentucky doesn't get another hit till like the fifth inning. Meanwhile, the Sooners scored 9 unanswered runs, including 3 in the third, a solo run in the fourth inning on a home run by Kaylee Clifton. By the way, the 3 runs in the third were on a 3-run shot by Cid Romero. Then OU explodes for 5 runs in the sixth to beat Kentucky 9-1. Then in the nightcap, the Sooners were up 2-0 when Grace Lyons came to the plate. 2-1 to Grace. That ball's hammered deep to left center field. Gone! Grace Lyons puts a charge into one over the left field wall, and Oklahoma has jumped on top 3-0. Oh, baby, what a shot by Lyons, and the Sooners are in control behind the bat of the freshman. All totaled, 4 different Sooners hit home runs on the day, and Oklahoma beats Notre Dame by a final score of 6-2. Afterwards, caught up with head coach Patty Gasso on the field.
Not bad. Not bad. Dominating performance over Kentucky. Good win here over Notre Dame tonight, coach. I know it's 2 games, but what stood out overall today?
A team effort. I thought our pitching staff was, they were good. Were they great like this weekend? Not quite, but they were battling through stuff, and I really like that about them. You know, you're going to give up runs against good teams like Kentucky, good teams like Notre Dame, but you can't allow that to stay in your head. They did a good job of getting over that. Offense just clicking on some pretty good cylinders from the 9 hole to Reagan Rogers in the 7. I mean, the bottom of our lineup is producing, and then it was just a very strong team effort, well executed. Defense going to get a little bit better, but besides that, we're looking good.
A couple of long balls, including Grace Lyons hit one that still hasn't landed. And then how about what Reagan Rogers has been doing so far?
Yeah, I like that whole sequence of Grace Green fighting hard to get herself on first, to allow Shea to find a gap, to allow Reagan to hit, just like they passed the torch, and it was a good team effort, like I said.
I didn't bug you too much from on top of the dugout, did I?
Oh, I just didn't realize how loud you are up there.
Hey, what's the plan now for this team over the next, I say 24 hours, it's less than that. I mean, this is where we're relying on Sam to get them all stretched out, and we're relying on the director of ops. This is a challenging stretch, isn't it?
It is. ESPN scheduled, it's a tough schedule, but they want us on TV, so how am I going to say no? We just have to be in shape, and our people are going to help them get prepared, so we're going to go home and sleep. Eat, sleep, get up, and do it again.
Congrats on the win, Coach. It was awesome to watch. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
So, again, the Sooners are in Florida as part of the St. Pete Clearwater Elite Invitational. This features teams from all across the country, including a couple of Big 12 teams. Texas is out here. They run-ruled California earlier today. Oklahoma State is out here. They got beat by LSU. And it is an incredible day of softball top to bottom tomorrow, including, depending on when you hear this, today maybe even. Oklahoma and Florida Atlantic, again, 9 a.m. start. And then OU takes on Florida State. Now, I urge you to find the Sooners on the Franchise 2, which is AM 1560. You can download the TuneIn Radio app. Not all of the softball broadcasts are on the Oklahoma Sooners TuneIn page. You may have to search Franchise 2. And on the iHeartRadio app, you can search Franchise 2. And make sure that you're following us at OU on the air, and of course at OU_softball. We will always have links so you can find our broadcast. So, in wrapping up on a brief edition, I understand. I felt it necessary to get something out because this is our regular spot, man. This is the tailgate. Even if it is just 10 to 12 minutes long, let's make sure you know what's coming up this weekend. So, again, early morning start out here in Clearwater, Florida. OU and Florida Atlantic at 9 a.m. on AM 1560. Then at high noon, tomorrow, on Friday, Oklahoma takes on Florida State. That's 12 p.m. We will have that game for you, obviously, on radio, and you can follow it on ESPNU. So tons, and I mean tons, of softball information out there for the taking. All right, so from softball to baseball, it's a 3 o'clock start tomorrow with Oklahoma hosting Cal Poly. And then tomorrow night in downtown Oklahoma City at 6:45, the Sooners in the Perfect 10 Challenge welcome in Arizona State, George Washington, and Washington. Men's gymnastics is taking part in the Winter Cup, so a lot of individual opportunities for Sooners gymnasts. You can follow that at Soonersports.com. Wrestling is on the road to battle Air Force tomorrow night at 8 p.m. And in the midst of all of this madness out here in Florida, the Sooners will play again on Saturday morning against Hofstra at 9 a.m., while the Sooner basketball team will hit the road for a showdown with TCU in Fort Worth, while baseball will wrap up its weekend series with Cal Poly again on Saturday at 2, and then they'll play them on Sunday at noon. And sandwiched in all of that is one of the more challenging dates on the schedule for the OU women's basketball team as they travel to Waco to take on Baylor. Hey, this look at upcoming OU athletic events is brought to you by Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. And that'll wrap it up for this abbreviated edition of The Game Plan. We'll keep you caught up on everything that's happening here in Florida with Sooner softball right now at OU_softball. And we'll have a full episode with Toby Rowland coming up next week in The Game Plan. Until then, have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. And Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. Make sure to get all the latest episodes online right now at Soonersports.tv/podcast. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at OU On The Air.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.